In the heart of the Congo Basin, amidst the lush foliage and the winding waterways, lies a mystery that has captivated explorers, scientists, and storytellers for centuries. Today on Cauldron Convos, we dive into the legend of Mokele Mbembe. Am I saying that okay?
Yeah, that's good. I don't know.
It's a creature said to roam the remote corners of Central Africa. A creature that defies scientific explanation and has sparked the imagination of adventurers throughout the ages. But is this creature really a relic from a prehistoric era? Is this creature a guardian of Congo's hidden realms? Or is this creature simply a figment of our imagination? Join us as we venture deep into the heart of darkness, the heart of the Congolese jungle, where truth and legend converge, and the line between reality and myth blurs. Today, we're talking about the Mokele Mbembe. I'm Kayla.
I'm Zinu.
And we are Cauldron Convos, baby. Hit it! We haven't been on for a while now.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We'd
like to thank our sponsor of today's episode,
HalloweenCostumes.com, for always providing Zinu with slaying. What? Oh, I'm like, hello, sir?
I'm always slaying. I tried to learn how to gleek for the episode so I could spit on Kayla, but I couldn't. And then Dilophosaurus didn't really actually spit venom.
That was just a fraud that Jurassic Park wants you to think. This is a deluxe costume.
Look at
it's
this.
Looking
squeeze,
great.
Squeeze my head. Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
It's thick.
She's thick.
Is it called a bill or is that just a duck bill? Like, that's a nose. Like, what
this is a crest.
A crest. You're right.
This is to get the ladies.
Oh my. I hate that, actually. I really hate that. I love how, like, the bigger the crest, the bigger the
hat.
I don't know.
The hat.
Yeah, do they really have three fingers? Click the link in our bio to get 15% off your entire order at HalloweenCostumes.com just so you can be vibing out here just like Zeno is.
Do you want to show up to a murder mystery party without a detective's costume?
No. Or a dinosaur party without a Dilophosaurus costume.
Yeah.
It's the same.
I'd be a hit.
But anyway, let's get into the video on this cryptid that's not really a cryptid, but kind of a cryptid. It's an interesting one.
I would say it's a cryptid. Ever since my childhood, I watched a show on History Channel called Monster Hunters. Mm-hmm. It was very well produced, at least for my opinion as a child in the early 2000s.
Nice.
However, retrospectively, if you like go look up Monster Hunters on YouTube, it's really it's nothing special. But they did an episode on this, and even as a kid, I was like, this is a little out there. Okay, can you believe gorillas were discovered in the 1800s? Like, my great grandparents had probably never seen a gorilla.
Wow. Mokele Mbembe basically is Lingala for one who stops flows of rivers. Lingala.
The beaver.
Lingala is a Bantu language spoken in the northwest of Congo. Mokele Mbembe is said to be an entity that lives in the water, specifically in the Congo River Basin. And some believe that it is a living creature, while others actually believe that it is a spirit and not a creature. So there are two different kind of interpretations here. So these creatures are said to walk on four legs. It's an herbivore with smooth skin, a long neck, and a single tooth or horn on, you know.
It's interesting. Its head. A tooth on the head. It's definitely a horn.
Yeah, tooth on the head.
I wouldn't go with tooth. The interesting thing is, it kind of looks like a brontosaurus if you want to pull up a photo. Brontosauruses, from like Jurassic Park, you know.
Yeah.
Was actually a decent interpretation. But
the herbivores, they're long because they get in the trees, they eat the leaves.
You know what they say about long necks?
Long scarves.
Long scarves.
Thick scarves. So they resemble the dinosaur, I guess, class. Is that what it is? The sauropods?
Yeah, but the interesting thing is if you Google the name of this guy,
mm-hmm.
It's not sauropods that come up. It's like these weird hybrid dinosaurs.
Oh.
And I think maybe there's a little bit of AI sprinkled in there.
Oh, I love that. There are theorists out here. They're called, I think, New Earth Age or something. These are the ones funding these expeditions to find Mokele Mbembe.
Well, that makes sense because they're trying to be the Doubting Thomas.
Do I think there's a dinosaur actually roaming Africa in the Congolese jungle right now? No, I don't. But I do think it's very interesting and crazy that there are like groups of people that are like funding these trips.
Like Joel Osteen, I imagine.
Oh, here it is. Young Earth Creationism. A form of creationism which holds as a a central tenet that the Earth and its life forms were created by supernatural acts of the Abrahamic God between about 6,000 and 10,000 years ago. Its primary adherents are Christians and Jews who believe that God created the Earth in six literal days.
How much fun would it be to go to the Congo with Joel Osteen? Because you know he's glamping. You know that he has a whole army of people setting up his camp.
Oh, yeah, because they're using funds.
He's
going
to have a hot tub.
They're using funds.
But he's using it to help spread the word of the Lord.
That's why there was like over 50 grand in the walls of his church just like hiding.
Yeah, I just love all of those mega church pastors.
Okay, here's a...
You gotta appreciate a good scam.
Why do some young Earth creationists use Mukele Mbembe as proof dinosaurs and humans coexisted? I love creationists. They believe the Flintstones to be an actual documentary of life before the flood.
Can you imagine you driving a car going... with your feet.
And having a pet dino.
Just saw that episode this morning.
I know, on Solar Opposites, though. That's not the same thing as Flintstones episode. This dino had an asteroid gun, like, shut the heck. They're basically saying, like, the dinosaurs and people lived at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. It's so funny. There are so many great YouTube videos that these paleontology YouTubers do. That's maybe one of my subjects I watch. And they, like,
maybe
put compilations together of people on TikTok being like, dinosaurs and humans existed together.
This is why this cryptid is specifically important. So anyway, in the early to mid-20th century, the Mukele Mbembe became popular among cryptozoologists. So popular that cryptozoologists led multiple expeditions to find evidence on the existence of the Mukele Mbembe.
Are we cryptozoologists?
I don't know. I guess what makes them that and not me. Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm a cryptozoologist.
We need to make a hat that says, I'm a cryptozoologist, and sell it.
Yo, can we?
Yeah, we can do anything.
I would love to wear that.
Yeah. So it became so popular that cryptozoologists led multiple expeditions to find evidence on the existence of the Mukele Mbembe. And not only were these expeditions funded and led by these cryptozoologists, but also, like we said before, the young Earth creationists that were these like Bible loving, which that's fine. We love the Bible here. I love
everyone.
Yeah, we love all the things.
But
we love
is it
all the
funny
books.
That the church is spending money on looking for a dinosaur in the jungle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's freaking hilarious. That's hilarious. Don't go to the Congo or like Ethiopia and solve hunger. Go look for a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's where that's where the Christians should spend their money. Paleontologist Donald Prothero remarks that the quest for Mukele Mbembe is part of the effort by creationists to overthrow the theory of evolution and teaching of science by any means possible. So this paleontologist is like, this is their goal. Basically to just throw out everything that he and all their paleontologists have worked for.
This is like the only scenario of a cryptid where it's like religion versus science.
Exactly. Like. He continues by observing that, quote, the only people looking for Mukele Mbembe are creationist ministers, not wildlife biologists. So it's not like there's anyone that's actually a scientist going out there in Africa, like actually still, you know, putting their effort into searching for this dinosaur that's still alive in the jungle. It's only these people that are ministers or whatever from the church that are trying to prove the fact that evolution, blah, 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 blah. You get
honestly,
the point.
Honestly, church people are some of the most hardcore people you can ever
that
like,
is
do.
True.
When it comes to expeditions, like, think about it. The Shogun show, they're like, the church is there. What about the guy that went to the Senegal island?
Mm. So the beginning of Mukele Mbembe, how did this even start? How did these people, you know, these white men from the United States of America come to Africa and basically be like, there's a dinosaur living amongst you guys? You know, how did this happen? In 1909, Carl Hagenbeck, which, just to give you a little bit of background on him, he provided B.T. Barnum Circus with the supply of lions and other exotic animals from Africa.
A very ethical man.
Yes. So this guy, Carl Hagenbeck, in 1909, decides to write a book called Beasts and Men. And this is not Beauty and the Beast. This is just Beasts and Men. This is the gay rom-com version.
That actually would probably do so well.
It would. With Mukele Mbembe in the back.
Can you imagine, like, the MAGA people, like, protesting that?
Yeah. No, would they be for it, though? Because it's, like, Christian?
But it's also bestiality.
True.
But
are liberals for that? Anyway, we're not going to talk about it, especially when you're in this suit. You're getting me feeling a certain type of, that's a joke.
My frills.
Okay. Anyone watching, this is a joke. This is not going to be going to use against me in the court of law. Bye.
The court of law.
I always say that. Is it a law of the court or no? It's the court of law. Can I say that?
Cancel these nuts.
Okay. So in this book, Beasts and Men, where he talked about his encounters in Africa, he said he never saw the creature himself, but he heard rumors about it, and he wrote about it in this book. And through the years, many people reported other reptilian-like dinosaur creatures in different parts of Africa. So it's not in the Congolese jungles, but, you know, all across the continent of Africa, the south, the east, the west. I just start singing. Oh, the maestro is coming along with the hands. The hand gestures. Love that. Okay, wow. One excerpt in his book says, I received reports of an existence of an immense and wholly unknown animal said to inhabit the interior of Rhodesia. In the depths of the great swamps, there dwelt a huge monster, half elephant, half dragon. It seems to me that it can only be some kind of dinosaur, similarly akin to a brontosaurus. And then after this, in this book, Willie Ley wrote a book called Exotic Zoology. This was in 1941, so give it like 30-something years later. And he references a manuscript, though, that came out in 1913, allegedly, whatever. And Ley quoted von Stein as writing, "The animal is said to be of brownish-gray color with a smooth skin. Its size is approximately that of an elephant, at least that of a hippopotamus. It is said to have a long and very flexible neck."
Sounds like a turd.
Oh, wow. Okay, only one tooth, but a very long one. Some say it is a horn. A few spoke about a long muscular tail like that of an alligator. Canoes coming near it are said to be doomed. The animal is said to attack the vessels at once and to kill the crews, but without eating the bodies. The creature is said to live in the caves that have been washed out by the river and the clay of its shores at sharp bends. It is said to climb the shores even at daytime in search of food. Its diet is said to be entirely vegetable.
Nice. It, like, has a garden.
It's like weeding. It's like... So according to Ley, von Stein worded his report with utmost caution, though, knowing it might be seen as unbelievable. So he's not being like super like, this is what's happening. He's being a little cautionary when he's writing this, which
wait,
okay.
Are you saying a Christian is saying something is unbelievable?
Oh, monsieur. Sorry, I'm going with the bell thing. Anyway, some other dinosaur-like creatures in Africa are Emele Nutuka, an elephant-sized creature that shares a lot of similarities with the Mokelembembe. It is described as having smooth skin, a strong and muscular tail, and a horn or a tooth. So now there are like all of these legends of different dinosaur species living in the jungles of Africa, different countries, different parts, whatever. And this is all alleged. Like, this is, I don't even think it started from any of the people of Africa. This is, like, solely people that come to different countries. Zoologists, scientists, whatever they are, missionaries, who knows.
Why colonize the country if you can colonize the animals?
Oh, jeez. Okay. So now we get to the 1980s, where several expeditions of varying scientific credibility were undertaken in the 20th century to search for Mokelembembe, or interviewed the claimed eyewitnesses.
Now, were these questionable scientific credibility, but what was their religious credibility?
Well, we'll get into it, okay?
Okay.
In 1980 and again in 1981, there was an explorer named Henry Powell and biologist named Roy Mackel. Both visited the Congo region and interviewed native residents. They did not find any direct physical evidence, so no bones, no, you know, footprints, whatever. But nonetheless, they argued consistent statements from claimed eyewitnesses tended to support the creature's existence. So all their proof is basically eyewitness reports. People that are locals, people that live there that are saying, oh, we know the legend, we've seen
the
it, whatever it is.
The most unreliable type of witness.
And Mackel actually published a book in 1987 detailing his expeditions here. He admitted his investigation was, quote, tinged with some romanticism, but also insisted he had serious scientific intent. Well, don't we all have serious scientific intent? But like, you know.
Like when you're sticking a fork into an outlet.
Between 1980 and 2000, about 20 expeditions were launched to find Mekele Bembe, but they all resulted with no luck. No luck there. Mackel's training was actually in virology, which kind of didn't really have anything to do with anything. Arguably did not qualify him to search for a large exotic creature, especially a dinosaur. And Mackel seemed to uncritically accept eyewitness statements without considering the possibility people might lie or exaggerate for financial gain, for attention, or to impress an American visitor. Mackel was dismissive of Africans who, quote, denied knowledge of Mekele Bembe or who asserted the creature did not exist. So it's like very biased. It's like he's basically taking what he wants to take for his book and being like, you know, dismissing the people that are like, no, we've never heard of it. This does not exist, you know? Like, he's only taking the people that are giving him what he wants to hear, essentially. So then, zoologist Marcelin Agnanina said he took a film of Mekele Bembe in 1983, but the footage did not develop properly. He's like, I had a video, I swear, just the film was just not developing. Scottish explorer William Billy Gibbons led two expeditions in 1985 and 1992, though Prothero questions his motive as a creationist and describes Gibbons as not following even basic scientific principles. Journalist Rory Nugent's book, Drums Along the Congo on the Trail of Mekele Bembe, The Last Living Dinosaur, was published in 1993 by Houghton Mifflin. Nugent's book included a photograph he claimed was possibly Mekele Bembe. Prothero argues was more likely a floating log.
All too familiar.
Or just a giant piece of shit. 21st century in 2001, BBC broadcasted the TV series Congo, a collective interview with a group of Biaka pygmies who identified the Mekele Bembe as a rhinoceros. With a group of Biaka pygmies who identified the Mekele Bembe as a rhino while looking at an illustrated manual of wildlife. Rhinoceros, why can't I say it?
Could you imagine a rhinoceros and a giraffe getting it on? Stop. You've got a Mekele Bembe.
Okay. So neither species of African rhinoceros is common in the Congo Basin, and the Mekele Bembe may be a mixture of mythology and folk memory from a time when rhinoceros...
Are you okay?
Rhinoceroses? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Rhinoceroses sound so crazy when you say it over and over. When rhinoceroses were found in the area. In 2016, a travel documentary crew from South Africa made a documentary about searching for Mekele Bembe, which they later sold to Discovery Africa. The team spent roughly 4 weeks in the Likuala Swamp region visiting various Aka pygmy villages, collecting stories of the creature's existence. They pointed out the difficulty of differentiating between a Mekele Bembe's metaphysical and physical existence. While they interviewed people who believed in its presence, others stated it died at least a decade ago. In 2018, Lensgreve of Nothenburg, Adam Christoph Knuth, along with a film crew from Danish radio and a DNA scientist, traveled to Lake Tele in Congo in search of the Mekele Bembe. They did not find the cryptid, however, they found a new species of green algae. I'm glad they found something there.
Well, it's better than nothing.
It is better than nothing. So the cracks in the story. There is no evidence of Mekele Bembe before the 1900s, which is a little odd, right? Because you think that it would be written, you think that it would be...
At least Bigfoot's like OG. Mm-hmm. He's been around for a while.
Also, the first account of Mekele Bembe was in Carl Hagenbeck's book, even though other Westerners before him have explored Africa and never reported on such a creature. Carl could have actually heard the rumors or existence of the Mekele Bembe from locals, or he could have just made it up entirely, depending on maybe he wanted to make some money off of it, right? Maybe he wanted to sell more books.
Can you Google something? Minimum animal population to sustain a healthy population. Like 50-something.
Yeah, 50. 50 of our 500 rules based on goal of maintaining genetic diversity. Okay.
Yeah, so there has to be at least 50 of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're real.
If they're real.
Which chances are they're not, if they're that
probably
big.
Probably a rhino, honestly.
Yeah, I think so. Really, the person that started this whole thing was Carl Hagenbeck. So he could have just lied about it in the first place to sell more books, considering he already was famous for being a zoologist, for selling these animals to
P.T.
Barnum and Son, whatever, circus. At least maybe that wasn't in Sons at the time.
It's before Bailey came around.
It was before the Sun. The year after his book came out, he also installed a statue of a dinosaur at a zoo in Germany. So Carl Hagenbeck seems to be kind of, in my opinion, taking this rise of the dinosaur, like the popularity of people being obsessed with dinosaurs, because this is kind of when it all started, and kind of monetizing off of it, right? Like taking it, writing a book about it, making a statue.
He's the first clickbaiter.
Yeah, he's clickbaiting a dinosaur. Because the dinosaur was becoming popular. There was a dinosaur craze where many museums were mounting fossil reconstructions of dinosaur bones and dinosaur exhibits, kind of for like the first time in like a big wave of it, you know? And because of this dinosaur craze specifically, other writers started writing about dinosaurs living among us, and it even has its own genre. It was called The Lost World. You know, there was even a 1925 movie called The Lost World. And many
There's one in the early 2000s.
Oh, really? Well, it started from this, the 1910 to whatever, 50s. And many of the books and movies took place in Africa because racist white people saw Africa as a land stuck in the Stone Age. They thought that they were more primitive, they were less evolutionary developed. So that's why all of these, you know, these books all assume that Africa, that's where they are, you know?
Well, when you look at it, it has to be an underexplored, dense jungle.
Okay, there's a lot of jungles in South America, Australia.
Sauropod, right?
Yeah, but, South America, Australia, no? Yeah, obviously not Montana, but they specifically kind of chose Africa because they all thought that they were very primitive. Okay, so then William Lay's book, we talked about him a little bit before. He was the first one to talk about Michele Bembe. The manuscript that he referenced from 1913, the German one, is lost. So there is no one that can actually translate this manuscript, which is what he based off, like, his whole book, his whole findings, whatever. He's like, oh no, I read a manuscript about this dinosaur that lives there. It's lost. The manuscript is gone. It doesn't exist, maybe, hypothetically, you know? It's just kind of off of this one guy and what he says. They also referenced cave drawings as proof of Michele Bembe being, you know, existing in Africa, but these were all debunked, and you can see many of the drawings were supposed to actually be giraffes or mythological creatures like a leopard with a neck of a snake, which is like a typical mythological creature to them. So now let's get into the possible explanation of this creature. Okay, so let's say it all is fake. What's the explanation of why people like believed in it? What could it actually have been if people were actually seeing something out there, this creature? What's going on here?
Well, so, I think it was in a rural enough area where it's possible and it's corroborated by influential white people.
True. So basically, the most agreed upon explanation is that it is a legend based on the black rhinoceros, which was once common to Central Africa at the time. And according to Ben Radford, the origin of the creature can be traced back to a 1909 book by zoologist Carl Hagenbeck, like we said, called Beasts and Men. Based on recently discovered dinosaur bones, Hagenbeck speculated that sauropods may still live in Africa. Although Carl Hagenbeck didn't provide evidence, his claims were circulated by press, including the Washington Post. Loxton and Prothero claimed it launched what would become the modern cryptozoological legend of Michele Bembe. This is what they say is the proof. Monster Quest, I guess, was the TV show you're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't even know you wrote about that in the script.
Yeah, so basically,
I loved that show!
But they're recording these indigenous people, and they give them a mock police lineup of different creatures, right? They give the rhino, the elephant, you know, maybe a mythological dragon.
Who robbed the bank?
Yeah. And they say that the locals more often chose the dinosaurs as opposed to the elephants and the rhinos as being Michele Bembe. So it's like, whoa, proof, you know, whatever. 2009, locals have no contact with the outside world, but they speak about the creature. This is what they say. But here's the opposite. Here's the opposite of the proof, right? Because we have the locals saying that they know the legends of it and they have seen it before, some of them. And, you know, they're kind of backing up these zoologists, scientists, whatever they are, coming to their country and basically being like, have you seen this, right? But when a local was asked why they tell people about Michele Bembe, he said, don't you know, it's to bring idiots like you here and to make a lot of money, in his foreign tongue.
It's a little hustle. I love it.
It is a hustle.
Oh, I saw the dinosaur. Shit, I'd do that.
And so, yeah, the last thing was the young
Earth. The guy from Ancient Aliens comes with the freaking crazy hair. They offer you $100. Damn, I saw that thing suck up my neighbor. And they probed her in the air. 360 no-scoped right into the ship, and they were gone.
Oh, man.
Another $100, I'll tell you about the other time they got my other neighbor.
$100.
For $200, I'll get them to come take my mother-in-law.
Well, it makes sense specifically for the young Earth creationists, because they're the ones that want to go back to America with proof that they're going to prove.
Damn, I got to get in one of these groups.
Because they're getting their trip paid for.
Yeah, by the church.
They're living their lavish life, and all they have to do is come with some proof that, you know, something, the dinosaurs are out there, and we've lived amongst them.
You bribe the guy, you say you saw the dinosaur, and all of a sudden you're going to be a hero.
Yeah.
A folk hero.
Just like you, Dilophosaurus. But anyway, that's really all we have on this cryptid, I guess.
This one's interesting,
honestly. It is interesting. It's interesting because... It's
what are
so
the odds
stupid
of a dinosaur actually existing? You know, I think it's hilarious that the Christians are the ones like pushing this.
Well, it's not just all Christians. It's like the specific sect of Christianity. Well, it's like these conspiracy theorists, basically.
I mean, the black rhinoceros, I don't think is actually like physically black. I think just features of it are darker. But I think that it could be
that
like
or
a
something.
Rhinoceros. You know, yeah. the horn. Oh.
Yeah.
And then the... The skin.
Yeah.
Its build.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen a skinny rhino.
True.
Think about a rhino, you know, just clogging up a river.
Have you ever seen them poop?
There's tails, a like... very famous gif of that.
Or is that the elephant?
That
no, that's a rhino.
That's
yeah.
Goes, look,
like the fingers.
Look.
No, stop. No, stop. All right, well, that is it for this week's episode. I hope you guys liked it. If you did, as usual,
comment,
like,
subscribe.
Like, subscribe, because we post videos every
single
week.
Use our code for HalloweenCosmos.com. It's never too early
for a
costume.
There's a link down there. You don't have to get it for Halloween. You can always have a costume whenever you want. Sometimes I just want
to,
like...
Well, it's actually smart to buy it now. It's not gouged.
And it's discounted.
50%
off,
baby. They have all the
sizes.
Honestly, no, and look, like, I've got a tail.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. It's like you can barely even see the tail, but I'll lift it for you if you want to.
Oh, lift it.
Okay, and we're going to end this on this. And I'll see you guys next time here on Cauldron Convos, baby. Bye. Piusa! Imagine you just, like, dropped a pudding, chocolate pudding cup. Okay, anyway, bye.